The observation started in 1968 as Hispanic Heritage Week under President Lyndon Johnson and was expanded by President Ronald Reagan in 1988 to cover a 30-day period starting on September 15th and ending on October 15th. New Mexico State University Spanish professor Spencer Herrera is the author of the book Sagrado, A Photopoetics Across the Chicano Homeland. Professor Herrera looks at the makeup of Hispanics and says that groups falling under the Hispanic umbrella should not mean that they should give up their cultural identity.
Now, it's also very diverse because it's National Hispanic Month. So we're celebrating all the Latin American countries and Spain and other Spanish-speaking countries and Spanish-speaking people. But that's a very broad blanket as well, very broad net to cast because we're all different. Even within Mexico, we're different. Even within the Southwest, we're different. Even within southern New Mexico to northern New Mexico, we are different. And so I don't think it's a good thing, once again, to celebrate it, but we have to be careful of making us this one group who share all these values and cultural norms. We share a lot of them, but not all of them, and we are different as well. And so I think the thing we have to look for is to celebrate who we are different times throughout the year. And also celebrate being Mexican, celebrate being Chicano, celebrate being Puerto Rican, celebrate being Nuevo Mexicano, or whatever the case may be. That way we can also celebrate our differences as well.
Tomorrow, in part two of our series on Hispanic Heritage Month, we look at the issue of assimilation of Hispanic groups into American culture. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.